They may be expensive, but they're widely used now throughout the country. And smaller towns are now using them as well. And I think that those councils have looked at them and seen that in the long term they're economical. Because they only have to be emptied about, you know, they hold 10 times more than the regular bin. So there's less emptying. They also have the ability to send a text to the council and let the council know when they're full and the location of that bin so that they can be got before anything's overflowing and so on. They also have small openings that you can only really put a can or a bottle into. So it stops the problem of people throwing domestic rubbish into bins, which is then scattered by dogs and cats and so on. And that's a problem in Letterkenny. There's also a problem of bins being overturned, I think for the same reason, because they're open bins that you can do that to them. And, you know, this is something that's coming to us all the time as members. I've been round a good part of the country over the summer, and in all the big towns, it's these big belly solar bins that they have in use. I was in Carrick and Shannon recently as well, which is only a small town, much smaller than Letterkenny, and they have them everywhere. And I think those councils have worked out that this is the way to go, and I think we should be doing the same. And, you know, even if it is a bit of an investment to begin with, it's a saving in the long term.
You made the point that the park at Ballybow in the Glencar area, behind the shopping centre there, has no bins at all, and that might be a very good place to pilot one of these solar compacting bins.
Yes, I would love to see that happen. And the council put a lot of work into that park, and I don't think the park is utilised as much as it should be. But we're continually seeing glass broken on the paths and so on, which the council have to clean up every week. And there's no bin there at all. So I think that's an ideal place to get one of these and put it in and see how that plays out there. You know, it's not a big ask, I think, to put one. That's only a suggestion for Ballybow Park. But there's recently been complaints on your own station about the problem of litter at Ballybow Park. And that puts people off using the park too, to an extent, if it, you know, gives it a bad name. So that's an ideal opportunity to try and tackle the litter and to pilot one of those bins.